With me, I have the City of Derry coach, Neil Beddow. Neil, I suppose the first question I have to ask is, what did you think of all that?
Your first half, very pleased. Second half, not so much. But actually took a lot of positive. Listen, we have a lot of individuals still to come back, and that's not an excuse. They took their opportunities whenever the opportunities sort of presented themselves in the second half. I didn't actually think they had to work too hard for their scores. I thought it was off us of making individual errors, and we'll rectify that moving forward, and we see them in 4 weeks' time in the league, and we'll get another crack at them.
Aye, because, I mean, the thing was that even though in that first 20 minutes you didn't have a territorial advantage, you had two opportunities and you took them both.
Yeah.
Whereas they had opportunities 5 metres from the line and didn't put it away. And that must, you know, at that stage you must have thought, well, this is, things are going well here.
I thought defensively, I thought the young fellas, especially young Ruben Lochner, I thought he was outstanding. I thought Tom Beddow coming in for his first start was outstanding. So those guys sort of set the platform. Stephen Corr, again, putting in some big hits. I didn't think they actually threatened the line. They got up to about 10 metres out, and I thought defensively we held them quite comfortably. And as you say then, whenever we got our opportunities, I thought every time we get our hands on the ball in the first half, we looked like we could score. Mm. And again, probably should have scored just on the blow of the half time, which would have given us a wee bit of an avenue. And then we kick off at the start of second half, we make a mistake and they score to level the game. So, you know, could have been, should have been, and whatever. Listen, we'll move on to next week in the league.
Hi, I mean, to be honest with you, from a spectator point of view, because I was doing a report at half time and I said, what's the head? But I mean, the 20 minutes of the second half was unbelievable. I mean, it was helter-skelter going, and, you know, I mean, both teams could have scored a hell of a lot of tries, but it was good. I'll tell you what, it's not good for a coach watching, maybe, but it's great for a spectator.
I suppose at my age now, Alec, you've seen quite a lot of games, so, you know, I don't get overly hot. I do get nervous for wanting the boys to do well, and, you know, the disappointment when things don't go well today, but, you know, also the elation of last week, but trying to keep ourselves on an even keel, that, you know, we're trying to build the club back up from a difficult period over the last 4 or 5 years, and we're certainly making the right strides in the right direction. And as I say, you know, today was good for more partnerships, more connections. Next week we'll lead it on again, and as I say, by the time we play them in 3 or 4 weeks' time, we'll be a different proposition.
Well, I suppose, I mean, this is, to be fair, it's a Junior Cup game. It's not the be all and end all, although you want to win every game, but the fact is you've 2 out of 2 now in the league. And that wasn't the same. That wasn't what it was last year. So you now have an opportunity to build on that league.
100%. We have Academy next week at home, which I think will be a difficult proposition. I think they've had, you know, 2 difficult results. But in saying that, I think they've been close encounters with teams that I would expect to be in the top half of the table. So it's up to us next week to get a rattle at them. We're at home. We're in our patch. And, you know, good luck to them bringing their game to our place and trying to get away with the result.
Well, I'm sure whenever I opened the door there to change it, I'm sure, to be fair, and knowing your personality, you were saying a few things that they might not have been, they might chew over it on Sunday morning.
Yeah, and listen, you know, we obviously, all games are now videoed. We'll get a review of the video and we'll look at it together as a collective. But I actually don't think we did anything terribly bad as a collective. It just was dropping a ball at the wrong time or missing a tackle at the wrong time, which created opportunities for them that we didn't recover from. So it's not too hard on the boys this week. It was probably harder on them last week after beating Letterkenny.
Yeah.
By the amount of opportunities that we left on the park. So, you know, I'll take a lot of positives out today, and as I say, we'll build it on Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah, well, that's good. The thing you have to admire there about Staban in that second half, their physicality and the tackle was excellent. They were committed, and once they got ahead, it made it difficult.
Yeah, but I think in that, Alec, you know, their defence was committed simply because we were trying to run the ball from areas that we wouldn't usually run the ball, so they could overcommit to tackles and sort of go all in, and it resulted, it worked out well for them. But in a different scenario, if the game's a wee bit closer and we're not trying to run the ball again from areas of the pitch that we shouldn't be, then they don't get that opportunity.
No, well, I mean, it has been a great day, and I actually played in that game in 1970, way back at I suppose, giving the age away, but who cares? But I mean, apart from the game, and obviously you didn't want to lose it, but I think for a game of junior rugby in the Northwest, this was a tremendous exhibition of people from both clubs getting together, having a good day out. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's nice to win, but it's a sport, and
Somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. Unfortunately, it was us today. But again, you know, they've recruited heavily over the summer. They were at full ticket today, other than Jack McDivitt. Interesting to see how we go in a month's time.